Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Angry Saban on a Friday. Nothing better. I don't care what it is. It doesn't matter even what the question is. Anytime Saban gets upset, it's perfect for me.
It really doesn't matter what you think.
That's another sign, too, Sully. Football's back. We start getting the angry Saban, you know, drop-ins. Not only the picks on Friday, but he makes appearances during the week. It's very exciting for everybody.
We screaming football back. Football back.
Exactly. Now, I know Sully's all pumped up. I know some of you are pumped up about tonight's preseason game. That's great. I'm not going to steal your joy. Whatever, tomorrow night. I don't care. Mike, honestly, it doesn't matter to me. I will not watch a single snap preseason ball. It means zero. Everyone wants to get excited about Galladay. I'm excited for you. I'll see you in the first game. I mean, Wojo was practically headed to buy wet wipes as he needed a change of pants to write his latest article. My by golly Lions get a steal in Galladay. I didn't have the heart to click it.
And it's not just local people, though, too. I've seen some national outlets comparing him to A.J. Green. So the hype train is in full effect.
I will tell you, if Quinn is right on this kid, as a third-round pick out of a small school, I think Galladay represents that jump-off point where we just have to start believing that we have a really good GM here. You know, normally I like to see a guy operate over 2-3 years, have multiple, you know, three drafts and really a big framework. But by all accounts, Jared Davis is a really good football player. He's going to be your starting middle linebacker. You know, by all accounts, A'shaun Robinson as a second rounder last year is going to work out. He's going to be a nice player, not a bust, not one of these second round disasters the Lions have had. Tease Tabor, obviously. I mean, we got to see him play. He's had an up and down camp from everything you read. Like I said, we'll wait for the regular season. But if you start hitting on third, fourth round picks, like if this Galladay kid is what people think he is, I mean, that's how it's done. That's where you just go, geez, you know what? Maybe Quinn's the guy. Maybe Quinn's that GM we've waited for so long. Now, again, got to see it. But every other team has the ability to find their own Doug Baldwin or their own T.Y. Hilton or, you know, whatever it may be. This would be, you know, a real turning point for my belief in Quinn, where I go, hey, done a nice job so far, but I'm holding off. Let's say this season Galladay does what Sully thinks he can do, and he has this breakthrough year. It happens for other teams. It happens for receivers. That would be enough to go, you know what? Okay. This guy really knows what he's doing, big time. Because I do think Jared Davis is going to be a really nice football player. That's partially from watching him in Florida. And honestly, you go through the offseason and you talk to the right people. Certain guys, you know they're going to be okay. You know they're going to be good. And this kid's going to start at middle linebacker for you. But with Galladay, receiver, that's tough as a rookie, small school, tough, third round, tough. If this is actually what some people are going cuckoo for, I don't know. Is that wrong of me to say
no,
that?
No, I mean, I have the utmost faith in Bob Quinn right now.
All right, so you're already at a level like 1 to 10. Where are you with Quinn, faith?
8.5.
Oh,
nine.
Yeah, you're okay, you're ahead of me.
I think what he's doing right now is we talk about him taking the foundation of this team and building the roster. He's building this roster specifically to how he wants it. And once he gets to that point, he's bringing in his own head coach. Because Caldwell's not going to be the guy long term. He's not. He's the placeholder. Caldwell can only take you so far. Maybe he's a coach that can take you to the playoffs, be right around 500, and do that for a couple years. But once Quinn gets this roster right to how he wants it, Caldwell's out the door. He's bringing in his own guy.
So then would it require the hiring of a new competent head coach in order for some to fully buy into Quinn?
Yeah, I would think so. For sure. And Quinn has that in his back pocket right now. I mean, he's, in terms of job security and just what he's doing, couldn't be any better. Because at the end of the day, he can always say, you know what, Caldwell's not even my guy. So I got to get my guy in there and see what this team can really do.
What would it take? I mean, we weren't even supposed to start with this, but I'm kind of interested now. And frankly, 2 o'clock's have been dead as a doorknob getting people to chat to. But hold on a second. If we look at the three big things, I think drafting is numero uno. You know, as a GM, you can cover up whatever warts you have by drafting. So the Golladay thing represents the ability, Lions, third round, getting maybe a big-time player. Maybe. Then you have number two, which is the head coach, how he handles Caldwell. I would agree with Sully. Caldwell, to me, not for long. If a guy really has the belief of the organization, he doesn't enter a year as a lame duck. You don't allow a guy to coach in the final year of his contract after making the playoffs 2 out of 3. Now, I don't think Caldwell's any good. I'm just stating how normally it works. But then there's the third thing, and it's the one nobody wants to talk about. It's how he handles Matthew Stafford's contract. Now, what order you see those as of importance, that's up to you. But on a scale of 1 to 10, like if Sully's at an 8.5, I'd say I'm about a 6. I have more faith in Bob Quinn than any general manager in my time here. And I have more faith in him than doubt. So we're above the 50-50 marker. But there are still things that just require time. Caldwell for me, Stafford for me, and drafting, that takes years to evaluate. Like, I think we can make an early determination on Taylor Decker and go, hey, that's a really good young left tackle. Sucks he got hurt, but that's a really nice left tackle. The selection of Glasgow, that's a good pick. A'shaun Robinson's going to be a rotational guy. I don't think he'll be a star. But again, remember, go back through the Lions' second-round picks over the last 15 years. It's a minefield of garbage. And then this year, look, early, we don't know about Jared Davis. I got a good feeling about him. Tease Tabor, I'm not in love with, just being honest with you. But we'll see. And Golladay's getting rave reviews. But maybe it's a ticket text topic. But where are you now as we head into this next season, your faith in Bob Quinn? I think it goes without saying he's got a higher Q score than any GM before him. I think if you're a Lions fan that's, over the age of 30 and you have a full working deal of pre and post Millen, I mean, yeah. But there's something about this Golladay thing where it's building to a hype flashpoint where maybe I've put too much value in it. That if somehow it works out, it proves to me, even though it might be placebo, it proves to me that, yeah, this guy's going to be able to draft. This guy's going to be able to find people, which is so critical. It's got to happen. Doesn't matter what team it is, Patriots, Seahawks, you got to find guys. First rounders are first rounders. What are you doing in the third, fourth, fifth round? You go look at that Seattle defense, the way they built it, it's all mid-round picks. They hammered it. 248-539-9797. So, we didn't plan on starting with that, but what Sully said was very interesting to me. What we do plan on getting into, a couple of things. Obviously, it's Dream Cruise weekend. It's an event I don't understand. No, I wasn't born here. I also don't get driving around in circles and tying up major thoroughways, but I digress. But maybe you could sell me on it. But there is a question regarding the Dream Cruise that I have never been able to answer. And maybe some of you can. It's about eligibility for the Dream Cruise. We'll get into that. I've got really something that is fascinating to me. And it's another study, Sully, about the Baltimore Ravens and their fans and what their fans are willing to give up rather than date someone from a rival fan base. We'll get into that. There's some media whining going on. And I think right now it is the last stand for any shred of credibility for the NFL regarding Colin Kaepernick. I will explain and where he should be signed like 15 minutes ago. So we got a lot to do today. 97.1.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.